on 5 Drive.
Ara Star, one of the most amazing musicians, not just on the continent, in the world right now. Singer, songwriter. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be chatting to you. Welcome to 5 Drive.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I love the story about how you got into music and the fact that you had like such a musical family, you know, with your mom being a singer and your aunt a rapper. What was the transition into your career like? Was it an easy one because of your musical background?
Yeah, I think it was it's quite easy, but at the same time it's kind of hard, you know, having to like be away from my family and do tours and all that. So apart from that, that's like the only hard part, but the rest just, you know, it feels so natural. It feels like I've done this in my past life or something.
Now, one of my favorite songs at the moment, Bloody Samaritan, off your album 19 and Dangerous. And you've mentioned that this particular song was actually the hardest for you to write, and you sat on the beat for 6 months before, you know, you finally created something with it. Mm-hmm. What was that aha moment for you? Like, oh, yes, this is the inspiration and these are the lyrics that are going onto this beat.
Well, I remember when I was recording the song, after I'd written it, I was recording, and one of my A&Rs entered the studio and he heard me like just singing on the song, because I was alone in the studio, and he heard me just like, you know, I was recording myself, and when he came inside, he heard me just singing on the beat, like vibing, and like, you know, I was like trying to like bounce, then how to deliver the song before I start to record. And he was like, Ira, this is a jam. I'm like, I've not even recorded this song yet. How do you know it's a jam? Before I got the head of A&R for my record label has already messaged me that, Veda just called me and told me that you're recording a jam. I'm so proud. I'm like, wait, you guys have never even heard this song. Then I remember I sent it to them. Then the next day, the COO of Maven messaged me, was like, oh, Bloody Samaritan is a jam. Are you sure? I'm done. I'm not done recording that song. And they're like, no, the song is done. Don't worry about it. The song is done. So yeah, that's what I knew. I think it was the confidence from other people.
We're all dancing to that song. And as soon as I log into TikTok, that is all I am hearing.
Amen to that. I'm going to just say amen. So that's what you keep hearing. I can make more money.
Speaking of TikTok and how much the song has blown up on TikTok, how do you think artists can leverage off social media?
Yeah, you just have to find your rhythm and whatever works for your sound. You know, I can't really give like a specific advice to all artists. Everybody has different things going for them, and everybody has different, you know, sounds, and everybody wants different things for themselves. So you just have to find your rhythm and how it works for you.
I don't know if you've seen this on TikTok, but there's a man from Congo who absolutely loves your song, and he's always recording himself dancing. And you know what? It's become like a TikTok meme where we're like, here's this uncle from Congo who's always dancing to Bloody Samaritan.
I love it. I love how people just feel so confident listening to Bloody Samaritan. Like, that's what I wanted. You know, I was trying to make a song for myself so I could feel confident, you understand? And to know, for people to listen to it and just, you know, feel themselves. Even performing the song is the most amazing thing.
I've been watching like how quickly your social media has grown. Like over the last couple of months, actually, it's been insane. And you're, you know, you're sitting on 1.1 million followers. And just last week, you hadn't even hit a million followers. Do you feel a bit of pressure with how quickly your social media is growing?
Oh, like I feel now, I even feel less pressure, because I wasn't doing anything in particular to make it grow. So now that I know that people don't really like, people just like me being myself, you know, I'm just like, oh yeah, that's good. So now like I'm posting like the scariest selfies I have, just being funny and just, you know, living my life and enjoying myself.
You know, Aria, you are literally only 19 and already you are working with John Jazzy, who is one of the most amazing minds in Afrobeats. As a young person who's already doing so much in the industry, what mark and impact are you hoping to have first in Nigeria and Benin and in the rest of the world?
I'm going to grow into that, and I'm going to learn, find my purpose. But for now, I just want to just, you know, inspire young girls to just, you know, be themselves and just, you know, you're beautiful the way you are, you're perfect the way you are. You know, I just want to inspire young people around the world.
While we're all paying attention, what are some beautiful things that you want to share about Benin and Nigeria? Things that the world absolutely has to know about these beautiful countries.
The people, genuine love here. The food, our jollof rice is the best,
yes,
as you know it. The food is amazing. Just, you know, the ambition also is intense, is crazy. You understand? Just seeing people wanting to like work. Everybody's waking up. Like everything starts by like 4 a.m. The Lagos is already open by 4 a.m. Everywhere is open by 4 a.m. because everybody wants to work. The ambition is crazy. So that's just the most inspiring thing ever.
Listen, every day we are inspired just by the incredible work and talent that Nigeria is churning out. And people like you who we get to see and listen to every day. Aria, thank you so much for hanging out with us on 5 Drive. And thank you so much for the incredible
thank
music.
You so much.
My goodness.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
By the way, with Bibi and Bangola on 5 Drive.